Scott Tubbs, the University of Georgia crop scientist, says farmers need to be careful about planting too early. He said peanut seed germination can drop dramatically once temperatures dip below 68 degrees Fahrenheit. He said it is suggested to allow the daily average soil temperature to stabilize above 68 Fahrenheit mark for at least 3 consecutive days to buffer any drastic fluctuations, he said. Soil temperatures can change fast in the spring, especially if it rains. Scott said the Georgia Automated Environmental Monitoring Network at www.georgiaweather.net has a quick reference for monitoring soil temperature at the 4-inch depth near most towns in South Georgia, including Donaldsonville near the Alabama line. He said at the website, just click on the peanut link on the left side of the page, follow the drop-down menu to soil temperature, and choose your location. He said it will take several days with highs in the 80s and lows in the mid-50s or higher to drive the soil temperature back towards 68 degrees Fahrenheit and keep them there for 3 consecutive days. So he says, let's be patient and not pull the planting trigger on peanuts too early so we will not be having to face a less than optimum peanut stand and cause a farmer to have to replant. Peanut farmers still have until Friday to vote on the referendum. That's through April the 18th. For peanut producers to vote to continue the research and promotion referendum nationwide. Growers who produced peanuts last year and paid assessments in 2013 are eligible to vote. If you did not get a ballot, you need to contact the USDA in Washington. That department is the Agricultural Marketing Service to get you a ballot. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.